And another thing.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. We're on.
Hey there.
I chased the crazy Italian out of the studio here.
Well, I don't know if you had to chase him. I think he was ready to run out of here.
I think he was on the move. Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Bogey and Wojo show here with you until Tigers baseball gets underway. Big game out of Comerica Park.
No. What? They got to get revenge on Ausmus for yesterday's loss.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's on.
Absolutely. Now, I'm assuming you're going to go down there after the show and you know, muck it up with Ausmus and catch up with old buddies. Oh, yeah.
Rieger and Stoney,
what
yucking
an embarrassment.
Up with
Ausmus,
was on the front page of my newspaper.
I know.
The Detroit News.
Yep.
Our.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What did they do? Did they take out an ad or something? Wait until I see Rieger. Rieger trolling around. Now he's trolling onto the front page of my paper.
Well, he did the same thing with Jim Leland, just trolled him day after day after day in the clubhouse. And then as soon as Leland retired, he was like best friends with him. They hang out. They play golf. They smoke together. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
They smoke together?
Yeah.
Oh, cigarettes. Right.
Yeah. Oh, the legal stuff. Well, I guess it's all legal now.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Bogey and Wojo here, 97.1. Now, we'll get you to Tigers baseball in just a couple of minutes. But
couple of minutes?
Well, 6:45.
Multiple minutes.
Not that many. I saw a story earlier today, Woj, and I kind of wanted to at least bring this up to you. Now, I know before the show, as we were talking about this, we kind of veered off in a different direction as it pertained to this particular story. But I saw this on Channel 7.
Okay.
A little morning show that they have, you know. And apparently there's a bar in downtown Detroit, okay? And I believe it's called Cash Only, if I'm not mistaken. It's kind of like kind of like a speakeasy, right? You know, where it's very dark, very ominous. You have to, there's like a specific hidden door that you got
to
know about. And you got
to
be on a list.
Word?
Yep. You got to know New England clam chowder. Is that the red or the white?
The password
the
is
white.
Hawkinson.
Yeah. Hawkins stuff. Exactly. Hawkins. Okay. So apparently this place, if you are to be invited and allowed in, there's apparently a very bougie guest list to be able to get invited into this place, but you're not allowed to take your cell phone. Like you can, they will take control of your cell phone. They'll put it in a safe spot. At the end of your, you know, meal, drinks, whatever you have, you can retrieve your cell phone.
So this is the bougie underground bar underneath a big fancy restaurant in downtown Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And it finally opened. There was much acclaim about this cash-only bar. And it is cash-only, too.
Which is really weird, I think.
No credit cards.
Yeah.
And they say you could pay for it with a check that you must write with a quill pen. Holy smokes. All of a sudden we're in Stoney's office? My goodness. A quill pen?
At least you don't have to carve it into a stone with like one of those, one of those things with the rock that you got to etch into a stone or something like that. It's not that bad. It's a little bit over the top, though. Okay. I do hear that their coffee mugs and tea mugs are massive. They're two-handers.
Of course,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, so I would enjoy it.
So wait, so there was a big feature on this one, on the Circle 7.
Okay, Channel 7 had it. I believe Deadline Detroit ended up picking up the story today.
And the idea is, for a unique experience, no cell phones.
Yes.
No credit cards. I don't know why that adds to the
I don't
experience,
know that
but
really matters.
Yeah, whatever. And what are you getting? What are you asking now? Is this a good thing to not have cell phones?
The cell phone thing stood out to me because I know concerts are going towards this. And I've been to a concert where your cell phone is, you know, whisked away.
Yep,
and,
I've been to one, too.
You know, you don't have it for the show and then you got to pick it up afterward. And it's all in an effort, you know, to just make people live life and enjoy things as they happen.
You're going to live life whether you like it or not.
Talk to your wife. You haven't talked to her in years.
Talk to that person.
It got me wondering if more places, not just places where you have to use a quill pen to write a check, but like, shouldn't more bars, restaurants, sporting events, concerts, shouldn't this become a thing? Museums, perhaps even. Like, don't we need to get to a point where
cell phones take them away from people?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we can't police ourselves well enough.
We say,
I'm not going to be on my phone here. You try to limit yourself, but then you find yourself, you know, here, checking your phone just to see if anyone texted you or, you know, checking on scores or something.
The only bad thing about, I probably use my cell phone as much as anybody else, but, you know, not usually if I'm having dinner, unless the unintentional signal you're sending when you're on your phone, when you're out to eat, is that the people you're eating with are boring. I'm sorry. That is the signal you're sending.
I'm sorry. What were you saying? See, I was on my phone.
See,
what was that?
If you're looking at your phone, you're telling them you're boring.
There's
I don't care what you're
more
saying.
Interesting out
you're
there.
You're boring.
Yes.
And then you just want to read scores or announce scores to people. So from that regard, I get it. I think if somebody is being rude and looking at their cell phone while you're talking to them and they're not paying attention, you should legally be allowed to reach over, grab their phone, throw it to the ground, and grind your heel.
Okay, I disagree
into
with that.
The face of it.
I will say,
and destroy it.
I do like a buffer. You know, like, gosh, I don't know. You go to a restaurant and you got a game on that maybe you don't really care about, but you want to keep an eye on, and you can like stare off into the distance at game 7 of Sharks Avs, you know, tonight if you're out at the bar.
That's a big one.
I do like the idea of having that buffer, but I do feel like with you, there's too many times where we're diving into our phone and you're saying something really important and it's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, what?
Or you just nod in agreement and go, okay, yeah, sure.
I got
to
text to Glass to make sure she picks up more almond milk. I'm sorry.
Actually, you can make your own almond milk at home. And I hear it's even better than store-bought.
Whatever.
Okay.
But this is the best part, though, about having it, which is why I would not want to give it up going to a restaurant, is because, say, you're waiting for somebody else to join you. You're sitting there at the table. There's nothing to do. You have to look at the phone, or the other person goes to piddle, goes to the little bathroom, right?
Yeah, that's when you check your phone.
You just sit there and twiddle your thumbs like doom da doom da doom da doom doom da doom da doom. What did people do before self? You know what they did?
They talked to each other.
No, but when somebody went to the bathroom,
yeah, but you talked to strangers. You talked to bartenders.
They would fill out that little like maze on the placemat in front of you, like that you'd have crayons and they'd fill out a little maze, or you'd draw on it. Right? That's what they did.
Stick your gum underneath the bar.
What else did you do? I have no idea what
people
did.
Have a pickle race on the window, you know, or something like that.
I've had tomato races.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, tomato slices. Yeah. That's a lot of fun, yeah. I have no idea how people used to live that way. Because, you know, it's like you can't have an empty moment. Like, what do? Say I'm meeting you out for a burger. Uh-huh. And you get there before me. 5 minutes, 10 minutes before me. You sit there.
That never happens.
And, yeah. Right. And there's no sporting event on TV. It's the afternoon. What do?
You people watch.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you look around. You see what's going on. You find crazy things that are happening. You know,
like
if there's
what?
Maybe there's an annoying kid that, you know, is puking in the corner or something like that. You find things to take up your time.
I look at my phone.
Well, that's what I do now, yes.
Oh, you say back in the day. Okay,
yeah,
right,
but
right.
If you didn't have a cell phone, yeah, that's what I would do. Of course.
Yeah, that's when you solve world peace.
No, because
I spent a lot of time in thought today at the local gastro pub, and I've come to the conclusion.
So people, did people used to talk to strangers at another table?
100%. And we don't do that anymore. And honestly, I feel
like that's probably for the best.
You learn just as much from a stranger having a random conversation with somebody as you do with a friend when you're talking about BS and stuff that you already know.
I'm telling you right now, it's much too dangerous to talk to a stranger now, because what if you stumble across and go, can't believe that Mueller report.
Whoa.
The restaurant clears. Everybody goes running out, yelling, screaming.
By the way, we'll take your thoughts on that. 248-597-9797.
You can't talk.
I'm kidding. No.
You can't talk to people now.
You can.
Now.
You, don't, no, you not, cannot. Not about nope. serious stuff.
Nope. Just the weather. That's
right,
the only thing.
Okay. Do you think this is a good idea at all?
Cell phones in general and bars and sporting events
potentially, okay. Concerts. Like, is this something we do need to do more of? Whether it's you're distracted by it, you're annoyed by it, the noises are constantly going off, or you just want to be able to have a regular conversation and not be distracted by it. The phone number is 248-539-9797. We'll get to some of your feedback
what
coming
about
up.
What about that religion?
Bogey.
See, you can't have conversations. You can't!
Yeah, you can only do sports. If you veer off into anything other than sports.
Well, what about those Spartans? What about those Wolverines? You cannot have a conversation.
So why hasn't Colin Kaepernick been signed?
See, you can't!
97.
Oh, no.
Well, that was an authentic laugh right there. That was not drummed up.
97.